Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit, hit the fingerless glove, don't get. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the party.
Big energy, everybody. I like it. What's up? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you live from the Stan Comedy Club. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. We are down one skank today, but I'll tell you who is here, everyone. The reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
That's right. Reigning, defended, undefeated. Jason Ellis, you can't get into my head, you fucking Australian bitch.
But he will. We have a sick Dave Smith today. Big sick Dave Smith.
Big sick Dave Smith.
Big sick
I'm,
Dave
I'm
Smith.
Dave Smith if he's like really sick and dying.
Yeah. Everyone, today we have Dave, the hilarious Karen Feehan sitting in his place tonight.
Hi.
And our guest, very, very exciting. I'm happy I'm back in town for this one, everybody. From the Are You Garbage podcast, it's Kippy and Foley, everybody.
Hey. Hello, Skanks.
Voila.
Great to be here.
It's great that you guys are here to finally settle mine and Big J's ongoing debate, who is more garbage.
It's a rare debate, though. We both think each of us is more garbage ourselves.
Sure,
yeah, I'm unquestionably more garbage than Big J.
We're fighting to see who's more garbage.
Of course. I mean, obviously, Karen is a queen of garbage, so we don't got to ask her.
She was actually, I think, one of the only few that was actually classy.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
That's before.
I mean, she's a whore, but still.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's before Google Images got a hold of my butthole. That's where we're at, kids.
That's what I got a hold of.
I'm laughing at that because I've said it out loud so many times. I'm a Google click away from seeing Karen Feehan's butthole.
You've never clicked, Jay?
A Google click? You could just check my text messages I've sent you.
That's true. Well, you made your way to one of my... Can you believe this pig? What garbage. He doesn't send us your pictures. He's just trying to win this fight.
He's so competitive.
I actually asked and he said, no way.
Karen, you made my, don't bring it up, but you made one of my go-to websites every day, my second website of the day after World Star Hip Hop, thenipslip.com.
Oh.
It says actress Karen Feehan.
There it is.
Leaks.
I got a BA in acting. They're not lying.
They're
That's
not
true.
Lying.
Okay.
Bacterial vaginosis.
That's BV.
Oh, sorry.
You don't even know consonants, you dumb animal.
See, she is classy.
I'm okay. Thank you.
I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, you guys are off the no weed?
I'm off the weed.
You're both hungry enough?
Hungry enough to eat your butthole.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey.
It's on Google. What do you want?
Karen, as someone who studied your butthole, I'd eat it when I'm full.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, champ.
Christine's like, that's always your excuse with me, though.
You know what's annoying? I'm trying to roll this blunt, and there's one stem that's poking through, and I know I'm about to roll it. It's about to just pop through and create a little fucking suction hole like a cocksucker.
It's okay if you don't have anything funny to say. You don't have to like me.
Always be talking.
Silence, silence.
ABT, silence is my enemy.
Man, she's coming.
Hey, guys, I'm doing a thing, and a thing might happen.
She really is coming for fucking
I think
blood
Dave
today.
Sent her all the jokes. You got a ghostwriter over there?
Check her for an earpiece, will you?
I know. All the Jews are in my ear.
Oh, we have so much to talk about today.
It's such a fun day. First of all, I mean, can we start off with a little fun thing? So Alex downloaded one of these AI things, which everyone's doing. Have you guys seen it? Like everyone's making like AI images. Yeah. What you do is you take like 10 images of yourself, and then you pay like $5, and they give you back like 100 like AI or rendered images of yourself, and it's kind of cool.
Why AI is it being called? What's AI about it?
Not sure. I don't know.
Is it just like an app that makes your picture other things?
It's AI
it's
sounds
giving
cooler.
You an artificial inclination that you're hot. It's fucking retarded. I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah.
Why do you hate it?
Because like ugly people are like, check it out. It's
did
like,
you not
I
like your
you.
AI images that they fucking, you. They drew you as an old lady?
What? Oh, you're, come on. Go ahead, repeat go ahead. It.
No, I got
it. Don't call me old. What minute are we at?
For you, like 300,565 billion.
You're older than me. Cheech, I hate him.
But so here's what Alex did. Alex downloaded it, and then she put in all three of our images, me, you, and Dave, and she created one Legion of Skanks super being.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited. I haven't seen this yet. I'm just excited to see it. Alex, do you have it? That was the time that you
I think we have
it.
A picture.
Whoa!
Holy yo, you guys are hot as fuck, dude.
Whoa.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
Dude, Legion of Skanks human is the hottest man ever.
Jesus Christ, dude.
God damn.
He's a mixture of so many men.
He's a mixture of the three Skanks.
No, I know that. I know, but even more, it's like you look kind of like that Benny Drama guy. Do you
know
that
I really.
I don't see me at all.
I was going to say, I see
a hotter Dave.
I see no Lewis.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's also from the future for some reason.
It's like sexy Dave.
And which one of you nerds was wearing a turtleneck? Jesus Christ.
That was Big J's Christmas card.
Do you have any?
By the way, even the AI had the intelligence to know to go
this
mostly
is a,
Dave.
That makes more
see,
sense.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
This looks like a professional baseball player. Like, this is on my alley. Like,
no, that is me and Jay. I see me and Jay. I don't see Dave there. I see me and Jay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's creeping me out, dude.
Jay, we're also.
Oh, no, it's Dave's
we look
mouth.
Like a hot Bam Margera.
Yeah.
It's Dave's mouth. It seems to be always my ears.
Let's see. What else? What else? Oh my God. It's fucking creepy.
Oh my God.
That's a good looking kid.
That guy's retarded.
I see Dave. I see Jay. I just
I
don't
see no
me.
Lewis. I see no Lewis.
No, it's like the handsomest special needs kid. Look at those dimples, huh?
Yeah.
That's cute. Dimples. That's
anybody
cute
else?
Too.
Was that it? Oh, yeah, Foley and Kippy.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Let's wait, you see. Combined us?
Yeah.
All right. Combined.
We're already doing that naturally. We're meeting in the middle.
Whoa!
All right. Look at those blue eyes, baby.
Oh, my.
Hello.
This is just another person. This isn't.
That's a lot of me, dude.
I see both. I really see both.
You look
though.
Blind.
Who's that sad emotional painter?
But why do they paint like Dave?
Oh my
that
God.
Looks like Elijah Wood a little.
So
yeah, they all look like Elijah
Wood.
Why am
I wearing a barber's
sort of
jacket?
Just like more neck.
So they look like they have that that disease that black guy, the prisoner with the mugshot has with a giant neck.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking
about? I know
about?
What you're talking about,
yeah. He's got arrested
again. They call him something.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's like wide neck and there's
yeah, wide
slim
neck. Thick neck. It was great. So we decided also to take it even further, and now Alex has just chosen two comedians, and she's going to show us who they are, and we have to guess who they are.
Oh, nice.
This is okay. Fun, dude.
This is a fun game.
This
these
is
are games,
great.
Dude. Games are the where all where it's at. Are you garbage, right, guys?
Yeah, of
you gotta
course.
Fucking create games, fun. Look at these
dude,
new
how
cameras.
Much games
new cameras.
On podcast, guys.
It's my best. I love it. It's my favorite kind of podcast or games.
All right.
Shane and Ari.
Shane and Ari, wow.
There you go.
Wow, that's... Dude, these are strange.
You guys all gaze into each other's faces all the time, though. Like, I'm not fucking all of you.
Yeah.
Karen, how many...
By the way,
I'm
going to
get my round, though.
I've mentally...
Karen, how many out of the comedians that we've seen on this so far, how many of you had sex with?
Zero.
Liar.
Well, other than you guys, but zero.
Lying whore.
Jessica Kirsten and someone hot. And not Kirsten Jessica Kirsten.
And
anybody else.
Hutch, was it, is it Christina
Maybe
Hutch?
Like Liz Mealy or something? I don't know. Jessica.
It's really... By the way, why does that joint taste like sushi, Jay?
It's watermelon.
I had it in my pussy.
Yeah. It's infused with Karen's pussy and Keef.
I had to moisten it.
It's Jessica Kirsten for sure.
Can we have a hint?
Christine?
Oh, that's you're just in love with. You see her everywhere. That's beautiful.
Aw. Huh.
I didn't say it psyched.
One of my
well, that
Kim? Jessica and Kim?
Natalie Cuomo.
Jessica and Natalie.
Oh, it's Natalie.
Is it me? It's me.
It's really?
Really?
I can maybe the eyebrows.
No.
Let's see the butthole, I'll tell you.
It's so bright pink.
Kippy likes what he likes. He keeps going back to the well in so many ways.
Zach Amico and...
That's like Hannah Gadsby. Isn't it?
Is it Zach Hannah Amico, Gadsby Hannah and Gadsby. Zach Amico?
I think Lewis might be in there.
Hannah Gadsby.
Those are pretty good
Lewis.
Lips.
I thought maybe Lewis, too.
I think it's Lewis's
lips. Hannah Amico?
Lewis and Zach? No?
Is it not Zach?
Huh.
Zach and...
Joe DeRosa.
Not a bad guess.
The glasses?
Dalton?
Christine?
I'm like looking at the eyebrows. I'm like, is it me again?
Huh.
I don't know. Who is it?
I don't know.
It's Jim Norton. Oh, now I see it. That was the eyes I couldn't figure out.
That's when you like when a fat worm eats a little worm, though.
Good.
Tony and Ari? No.
Seinfeld.
Neither.
It's definitely
young
Tony.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Either of those two? Really?
It's not Tony, you said?
Oh, yeah, it's Mark Norman.
Yeah.
Oh. Mark. Joe List.
Joe List. Ooh,
Bill
guess.
Cosby.
Not Tony. Seinfeld.
Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Seinfeld. Oh, okay. Seinfeld Mark. Got
like
it.
A kid.
Why is he black?
David Tell and Dice.
Vinny Barberini.
That's how David Tell should look.
That's
so good.
The coolest guy in the world.
Awesome. Yeah.
Dude, that is just how a Tell should look.
That's great, dude.
He needs to change his look immediately to that, dude.
Yo.
Oh, my God, I love
dude,
it.
Dude, that's sick.
That's fucking
David wild. Tell, by the way, final headliner at Caroline's ever. David Tell.
Wow.
New Year's Eve weekend. Yeah, fuck it. Good riddance, bitch.
Good riddance.
Who the fuck is that?
Feels like
it's Pete
Soder?
For sure.
Oh, Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah,
Pete Davidson and
Ricky
Mann.
Velez. No. Pete and Kanye. Neither.
We don't know. The bit's dying. Let's go. Say it.
The bit's dying.
Dan Soder and Dave Chappelle.
That's good.
Which was a fantastic podcast moment. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So talented.
Fuck me.
Joe List and Louis C.K.
Wow. The first unattractive fucking one of these yet. They couldn't make that attractive. They couldn't at least make the eyes in the same place?
Jesus.
They used one of each of their eyes.
But this guy's still better looking than both of them.
This one wouldn't have to rape. Oh.
Huh.
All right.
Huh.
Hey there.
Is that
Kim and
Kim
Big
Condon.
J?
Kim
and.
It better not be me, you sick fucks. What's wrong with you?
Oh, dude, can you combine all of my ex-girlfriends into one? No, Alex, literally on the show, I need you to combine all of my known ex-girlfriends right now, and we need to come back to it. Do it right now. That is the funniest thing in the world. Kim and Christine? I see Christine there.
Just yeah. Christine?
Is that Christine?
Is that Christine and Christine?
Oh, I've seen this amalgamation before. Christine and Christine. Morning and night.
Roseanne
I swear,
okay.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
The world's funniest comedian.
On that one, that's where I thought, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lewis, you banged Roseanne Barr.
Paulie and Carrot Top.
These are great. All
All right, I think we got it now. Unless there's another one that's particularly
can I tell you,
great.
Speaking of people who look like people, I found out you should look this guy up, Stephen Sullivan on Instagram. He's Taylor Swift's biggest fan. He's a gay guy who dances around singing songs of Taylor Swift, and it looks exactly like Nick Mullen.
I'm thinking of someone else then.
Stephen Sullivan on Instagram. It's just him dancing to Taylor Swift.
That sounds like the best thing ever.
And it just looks like you could just say it's Nick Mullen, and people will go, "All right, quick glimpse
for
sure."
Fucking great. So wait, can we talk about a couple things while you do? All right, you have it already. It doesn't look just like Nick Mullen.
Oh, go on his TikTok. Actually, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Oh, this bit's gonna go nowhere because he barely looks like Nick Mullen. We already know that he barely looks like Nick
MySpace,
Mullen.
No, it's just MySpace. I think. Friendster, what's left?
You gotta see him singing.
Why does the
Jay. Obsessed.
Dude, how great do the new cameras look?
They look fucking fantastic.
They look fucking phenomenal, boys.
I can't tell, I'm blinded by lights.
Shout out to Paco for fucking stepping up the production.
Nick Mullen, dude.
It looks more like
Nick Mullen?
I see Nick Mullen.
Thank
sure.
you.
I mean, I see it to a certain degree.
Yeah, I mean, it's Why? Not a dead ringer.
Oh, sure. I mean, he doesn't sing as good as Nick. But.
It looks like any white guy with a mustache. It looks like five Philly comics.
It sort of does also look like five Philly comics.
It looks like Gardner.
Gardini, for yeah. sure. Yeah.
Looks like Sam Morrill and Nick Mullen.
Is that AI?
AI.
Are we watching AI? Is that Soder and Chappelle?
Are we still doing that bit?
Dancing? All right, really quickly, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Zippix Toothpicks. If you guys are trying to quit smoking, cut back on smoking, or if you just can't smoke while you're at work or at school, wherever else you are, Zippix Toothpicks are your answer.
I'm currently smoking at work, but if you can't, Zippix is a good alternative.
Not everybody gets to live their dream, Jay. You know, some people are, you know, they're working the 9 to 5, the grind, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you sap. Well, listen, since you've agreed to play by the man's rules, you probably are trying to smoke whenever you can, but you can't always.
That's true.
And these do help a ton. They are laced with that nicotine, the good stuff,
yeah.
But there's no smell, no smoke, and you can do it again anywhere. You're not allowed to smoke or vape, and they cost so much less than cigarettes.
Six awesome flavors, by the way. They're flavored. They're delicious. I honestly, dude, just the fat kid in me loves the watermelon.
Well, they gave you the hit. You haven't smoked in a long time, and when you did the toothpick, it definitely got you like...
Dude, in 10 seconds, I was like, holy shit, did I just smoke a half a pack? So I felt like Pinocchio when they made him smoke the entire cigar. Pinocchio, folks. I'm making lots of relevant references. Pinocchio.
Pinocchio? Someone's had the kid for a few days.
Pinocchio. Look, right now go to ZippixToothpicks.com and use the promo code LOS10 when you check out. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's ZippixToothpicks.com. Use the promo code LOS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we? Can we talk about what, in my opinion, is the most Legion of Skanks topic that there's ever been?
Yeah.
So apparently Nick Carter, who was a Backstreet Boy.
Oh, my God.
Is
did you like him?
Is
was he are
a
they
Backstreet
yeah,
Boy?
Yeah, they're still touring, man.
Yeah,
they're still
touring?
Moving. Yeah, they're moving. You know,
the original Backstreet Boys.
NKOTBOBSB NSYNC.
Yeah, there's 37 of them on tour.
Yeah, they all do go together. And yeah. New Kids in the Block, Backstreet Boys. And
but Justin Timberlake doesn't tour with NSYNC.
No, it's not NSYNC. It's Backstreet.
It's Backstreet Boys.
98 Degrees.
And
no, I think it's just Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block.
That's it. Just that.
Okay, but it's the full Backstreet Boys. There's no missing
Nick
members.
Carter's still,
I totally
yeah.
didn't see Jay at the concert, I swear.
No, for sure. We both didn't make a blood oath to never talk about it. And we both certainly didn't have the night of our lives.
Their new stuff is pretty good.
Imagine they came out and did new stuff.
Imagine that.
They would be booed so quick.
Backstreet goes electric.
So Nick Carter, Karen, who was your favorite Backstreet Boy growing
up? I liked Brian. And
he was
AJ.
The main guy.
And AJ.
Oh, Brian's the ugly one.
No, he always looked like a he looked like a Wahlberg. He looks like I always thought he was a Wahlberg. He looks like a Wahlberg.
I love a Wahlberg.
He does look like a Wahlberg. I love a Wahlberger.
Stocky troll. I like a Wahlberg.
Hey, bitch. So pull up the Backstreet Boys. Pull them all up. First of all, I want to see what they look like, because my sister liked. She liked AJ McLean, which is the one with the glasses. He had an alternate character. I took my sister.
He did?
Yes. He had an alternate, like, and he did, like, rock music. And I went to go see him at Irving Plaza with my sister. Me and my sister and, like, 600 fucking 12-year-old girls.
Can we please see his alternative character?
Dude, that blonde guy looks like Simple Jack.
Dude, his alternative character kind of reminds me of you.
His alternative character? I'd always fancy myself the A.J. McLean of Legion of Skanks.
Oh, dude, I'm the Howie. Fuck.
You're the Howie, dude, for
sure.
Look at
his fucking goofy mouth. Fuck you, Howie.
But don't worry, Dave's not Brian. He's Kevin, the old guy up top.
Yeah. He's the guy that's like, guys, I think I'm done rehearsing for tonight. Yeah. I'm going to go write. I want to go journal.
He's the one who's pretending.
And Nick Carter's just raping.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah.
So Nick Carter, he was the youngest of all of them, right?
Yeah. His little brother just died.
So Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter accused of rape and infecting a teen girl with HPV, which, can I say?
Every teen girl has HPV.
It was the 90s. Shut the fuck up, HPV. They didn't have a vaccine yet. We were all just giving it to each other back then.
You're living with it. You're not dying from it.
Doggy, fucking. All right, so the HPV thing, I'm going to throw that out right out the window, okay? That doesn't even count. What they're failing...
Out of court. The jury will disregard.
What they're failing to recognize is the fact that the girl that he raped was a retard.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. A real life living, honest to God, retard.
They are very strong. Who knows? Maybe she raped him.
That's a good point.
It's true.
Very good point.
They are very strong.
I don't know why it just came across my mind that a retarded girl either has the wettest or the driest pussy. It's never in between. It doesn't go from one to the other. It's always soaked.
Well, it depends on the type of retard you are, because a lot of retarded people, they like to furiously masturbate.
They're very sexual.
They're so horny, dude. They're
like,
ready to fuck.
They're like the
bulldogs. Lewis knows that from
people.
His orderly days.
No, actually, I know
Hey, little girl, what are you doing? Want me to handle that for you?
We talked about this.
Lights out at 4 p.m.
When we used to sneak
If you tell, we both get in trouble.
When we used to sneak into Letchworth Village, which was like an insane asylum, we used to read the files on the retarded people. And
they were in there still?
Wait, yeah, they left the files?
Dude,
only in movies where they leave the files.
We shut the doors one day and never looked back.
Yeah, there's still clothes.
That's crazy.
Look it up.
A skeleton with an oxygen mask on.
Right now, you can go to Letchworth Village. It's still just like an abandoned fucking ghost town, dude. It's terrifying. We looked it up on the show, dude. And we used to go in there in high school and smoke weed and take mushrooms and acid and just fucking scare each other. And we read
medical files.
Genius scared you by bringing medical files that were fake and putting them in a
found a guy who has a club foot.
Doggy, no, but we'd read all these files, and very many of these retarded people would masturbate. Very many. They would masturbate. They would shit on the walls. They would eat their own feces. They would bite people. It was a wild place.
Yeah. Prime for the fucking.
Yeah.
Damn.
Look at that. Look at that, dude. That's how Jesus. They lived.
Fuck Palace.
Oh,
that's a young Dave Smith.
Yeah.
It looks like it. Look, it really does. If we found out that was Dave Smith's origin story, that he was a Letchworth retard baby. Look at him. Young Dave.
Look at the people will build their own roads. Taxes theft. Kanye's got some good ideas.
Dude, honestly, if you just repeat libertarian talking points in a scary little kid's voice, it is...
Sounds like a real ghost.
It's a horror movie.
That's scary.
Taxation is theft.
The government is a lie.
Ah, shit, dude. Young Dave Smith.
The haunting of Dave Smith.
So what am I missing here? Apparently, you got this retarded girl. She was a teenage retarded girl.
So far, you're the only confirmation this is a retarded girl.
Is that in the article?
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys member has been sued for sexual battery.
A minor.
He battered it?
He put a battery inside of her.
Autism and cerebral palsy.
And after an alleged incident with a minor back in 2001, incident out
Shannon Ruth, which does sound like a retard name. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they gave him two just in case.
Dude,
they don't
that line Bobby's highlighting is crazy.
Yeah, so
Ruth?
Is her father Sloth from the Goonies?
Okay, Shannon she had Ruth? Autism and cerebral palsy.
That's two retarded things.
Oh, dude, I bet her fucking left hand grip was
also,
sick,
If you got cerebral palsy, can we just fucking blend the autism into it? I feel like that's not a separate affliction.
Like, so some people with cerebral palsy.
Why did you just say it like
because
that?
Because I think that's how you say it.
Cerebral.
Cerebral.
I think it's cerebral.
It is.
I think everyone says it's cerebral.
Potato, potato type.
Yeah,
thing.
But my point is, that's
what I used to call her, potato head.
And now, a
you
moment
stuck
for
that potato head under the bus and raped her.
If you give us a moment, we're going to do our advertisements right now.
But some of them are cool. Like, they can, like, surf and, like, you know, they can hang out.
No, dude, we had the one. There was a whole retard, like, car wash, and there was a restaurant of retards. There's, you could find, if you go out into America, you could find retard-run businesses, and it's hilarious.
No way.
Yes, you can, dude.
Nope.
Yes. If you had Nopes, that's a great retard hot dog place. Nopes.
Nopes.
Try the chili dog.
Can you get this on a bun without dropping on the floor? Nopes.
Nopes is all right.
You think if I tell you how I want this hot dog, you can remember it? Nopes.
Nopes. We always get your order wrong.
You sure you don't want to be writing this down? Nopes.
Nopes. You're going to remember it. Nopes. I'm just going to have to accept whatever you bring.
Do these all come with boogers? What's the deal?
Dude, nopes. Retard run hot dog restaurant.
Oh,
I love
man.
It. Yeah, so this girl has cerebral palsy. And what is cerebral palsy? Is that...
Is that just lungs, a physical like you one? You can't breathe and stuff.
That's not.
What?
Oh, that's cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, this makes you.
Sorry for knowing a lot of diseases.
Hey, you said it, not me, huh?
I think this makes you drag your foot.
Cerebral
palsy. We were
all
thinking it.
It's a group of disorders. It's a group of disorders, by the way, dummies, that affects a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. Oh, I have cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Several comics. There's several cerebral palsy comics.
Yeah, dude. I can't balance for shit. CP is the most common motor disability in childhood. Cerebral means having to do with the brain. Palsy means weakness or problems with using the muscles.
If you put palsy after anything, the person's going to walk funny.
Sometimes they can shake it off, though.
For
sure. The Bell's one, you can shake that off.
Charles Walden's a comic with cerebral palsy. The one, Facts of Life. Remember the show Facts of Life? They had the cousin who was a comic.
No.
And she's who they made Jimmy after on a thing. She was a stand-up comic with cerebral palsy. And all their jokes are about it because how couldn't it be?
Mm-hmm. What are the other palsies? I just know cerebral and balls.
Bell's palsy.
Balls palsy.
Balls palsy.
Balls palsy.
Bell's.
Oh, dude, I got fucking these... Palsy balls. What are the other ballsies?
Palsies.
If you get Bell's palsy, sometimes your face is just paralyzed for like a few weeks, but you can shake it off.
Yeah, I knew
it
somebody
droops,
that.
Yeah.
You can walk it off.
Did you make a promise if you say shake it off several times, you get free Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah, she's really shoehorning that.
Not
the
if you say
if you can
it.
Say it 55 times in one episode.
She goes, I'll do it.
Not if you say it.
I think I can do it.
And she goes, guys, let's
they'll
just
never
shake
notice.
Off this. Let's shake off that last segment.
Came in from outside, shaking off that cold, you know what I mean?
It kind of feels good, right?
Sometimes you got to shake it off. Shake it off.
All right, you said it 5 times, I'm getting 10 tickets.
Yes.
So what am I missing here? Are we missing anything else from these accusations? Of course, Nick Carter is denying it. What if he wasn't denying it? What if he was like, did it?
Yeah, whoever doesn't deny it. Although I didn't look into
it. What if he was like, did it?
What if he was like, I don't know what she's talking about. We're in love.
rape.
Also,
that was completely consensual.
They already
That's
took...
my baby. That's my girlfriend.
They already took it down, I think, but... The R. Kelly thing came out, the I admit it thing, but
he doesn't admit it, right? I couldn't.
No, but I don't know about that. But the song I admit it's been out for fucking years. It's one of the funniest things ever. It's a 20-minute song about him just singing like all of his dumb. He's like, I can't read. I swear to God, that's what it is. It's like, ah, there was a couple times I shook a bitch. Oh boy, did I shake a bitch? Like. And I'm not exaggerating this at all. It's very similar like that. Oh, I get so angry, you gotta shake a bitch.
I never shook Karen. Right, Karen? Tell him.
I'm not.
You wanna get shook? You answer right.
Oh my God.
Shake it off, Karen.
We're all going.
We're all going to Swift.
We got backstage passes.
We're going to Swift.
Have you ever watched
the
reaction video? No, the reaction videos to people not getting the tickets. That's the funniest fun in the world. Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh, by the way, speaking of tickets, shout out to everyone who fucking 3 minutes we sold that pre-sale for Skankfest today.
Fucking shout out to fucking Skankfest.
Yeah.
It's the greatest weekend in the history of comedy. It's crazy.
It was like the same amount of time. Like, they sold out as soon as we put them on sale. It was fucking incredible. So, general sales happening in April if you guys want to get tickets. You don't want to miss out this year. The shit that we're doing, I mean, whatever. I can't even talk about it yet. The shit that we already have.
Because we don't know for sure.
No, that's not true. I know.
No, I'm joking.
I know a few things.
I heard Taylor Swift is going to be there.
God, Business Lewis sucks.
Dude, musical guest that we're hoping to get is going to be wild.
The Struts.
Is it Taylor?
It's Aaron Carter.
Kanye and Aaron Carter.
AJ McLean's alternate personality.
Who's AJ McLean's alternate personality?
Something you made up, dude. You just went to an AJ McLean concert.
That's not true, dude.
Your sister told you it was rock and roll.
It was this cool rock and roll.
No, this guy can
shred. I don't know. Why is there a napkin with shit on the table, guys? Come on. Come on.
I don't want that.
That 20 says it came from Foley.
It's not.
What is that?
Looks like salad. And I don't
Paco, find
it.
Out what that is.
Oh, that looks like actual dog shit.
Oh, no.
Paco, take it to the lab.
Throw it in some AI.
Paco, your people eat actual shit.
Yeah. Eat it with your hands like poi.
It is Johnny No Name. Johnny fucking No Name. I saw him at Irving Plaza.
You went to a Johnny No Name concert?
I went to a Johnny No Name concert, dude.
Well,
Killing in the Name of. It's Johnny No Name. It was rock and roll, dude. I'm telling you right now, dude. Jay, you would love Johnny No Name.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to sing Rage Against the Machine dressed like Michael Jackson. Yeah, dude, you know it's my thing.
Wait.
He's dressed as Dick Tracy?
Yeah. More like Dick Chasey, am I right?
Jay just did a roast, folks.
More like...
I mean, what is the worst audio that's ever been recorded? Was this recorded on a potato?
This is flat out harassment.
More like Johnny No Sound. All right. Thank you for the.
You got to be more cerebral to get that one.
Yikes, folks.
On fire.
So was there anything that I missed from this retarded Nick Carter story?
The woman's account of the attack is in writing.
Oh, hilarious. Jay, please read it in a retarded voice.
Absolutely.
It's in crayon. Sorry. Ruin this ultimately comes out to ruin us.
By the way, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not victim blaming here, because whatever. Dude, she's a victim. But, like... You know, she's a retarded woman. She's fucking a Backstreet Boy. It's a fucking dream.
Lewis.
Is it not the greatest make-a-wish?
I can't.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It would have been her wish.
No, I agree with you. This rape was her luckiest day. God finally shined upon her.
It is.
Like, Lewis? How do we know, her dad, like, didn't give him, like, 20, 30 grand. It's like, listen.
Just go fuck my retarded daughter.
Like, she won't shut up about it. Like, she bangs her head against the wall. She eats her own shit. She says, Nick Carter, all day, all night. Fuck
Raper?
The shit out of my daughter.
Raper? You can rape her?
Unretarded.
Blowjob at your own risk, bro. You never know when that jaw's coming down fast and hard.
She hasn't eaten today.
You didn't read this. What she just put up there the last time, because you would have stopped. It was the funniest.
I didn't read it.
This is so bad. No, it's not
when
even.
He asked her for a drink.
Yes.
That's crazy.
She says, Ruth, asked if she wanted a drink. She asked for apple juice, and he told her he had cranberry juice only.
Dude, if you
giving her a red colored drink.
If you're
Ruth says it tasted off because she was expecting apple juice, and cranberry is very tart. And then Carter called it VIP juice. But she drank it to not be rude? That doesn't sound retarded.
Yeah. I did not want to be retarded.
No. She now believes it was a mix of alcohol and cranberry juice.
Oh.
According to the docs, Carter then brought her to the bus bathroom and ordered her
Romantic.
To perform oral sex on him.
You don't get the cot. You get the bus bathroom.
Oh. It took forever. She's autistic. She had to count all of his dick hairs first. 2,224. Okay. Oh, you sleeping?
You are my retard. My one.
Ain't nothing but a drool bib. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but some safety buttons. Now I don't want you to chew on one and choke.
You guys know this one? I'm sorry, I thought we were all going to jump in.
The shape of your head. Ah, come on, what are some other Backstreet Boys songs? This rules. Come on, it's a bit, folks. Let's go. We're doing a bit.
Performer oral sex. Ruth claims she was crying during the ordeal, but he kept instructing her. Oh,
well.
He was ramming his dick down her throat. He's like, back streets, back. Come on. Come on. I'm trying.
He kept instructing her is pretty funny. Stop chewing. No. No. No, no, no. That's your belly button. No. No. She says Carter took her to the bed on the bus and continued to sexually assault her.
Oh, he made love to her.
And after the incident, she allegedly said she'd tell people about what he did, but he threatened to turn others against her, calling her a retarded little bitch that nobody would believe. He's not wrong.
Real ass dude. Real ass dude.
She goes,
I was
I'm going to tell everybody. He goes, have at it.
Screaming from the mountaintops, Ruth.
Yeah, why don't you write it in crayon, tell the newspaper.
No one's going to believe you, no. Ruth.
The docs say Ruth, who claims she was a virgin before the assault, had contracted HPV afterwards and now seeking damages. So wait, was this recently?
No, it can't be.
I am suing him for 3 pudding cups.
2001? Okay, what?
Well, their life expectancies are short. So, like, what is she even going to do with the money?
This is a midlife
What
crisis.
Does categorically false mean?
Categorically?
Like,
meaning
false?
All, above
on
everything.
All accounts.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's no category true. That it's not false in. I made that
I
up.
I mean, it's a hilarious.
That sounded good, though, dude.
So good.
That's in the hilarious really category. Wow. It's killing tonight. You think this guy's like, is that it for him? He just said it's false, but it doesn't mean anything. She's going to take him to court. And then
I mean, no matter what, you're that guy who might have raped a retard.
I don't think it's going to affect them at all, because I think that people that like the Backstreet Boys, one little raping of a retard isn't going to really offset just... I mean,
he's not wrong. He's not wrong in the sense.
The most formative years of these people's lives, they fell in love with the Backstreet Boys. It's programmed into them.
Look, we found out. I'm telling you, you're not right. There's a guy from Fish who brought a girl backstage, a 9-year-old girl, into an abandoned like boathouse, and was caught by people like in there trying to take pictures of her, not nude or anything, but taking pictures of her. And the Fish fans are just like, so. He's a photographer, dude.
It's still less awful than any single Fish song. I would rather
You're
watch him molest that little girl in a boathouse than listen to any Fish song.
Oh my God.
And I mean that. I swear.
I'll tell you what.
Oh,
a molesting
God.
Would be quicker.
Yeah. It would be. It'd be in and out. You're over. You're like,
I got
right, dude,
shit to do. I don't want to hear a vacuum cleaner solo. Yeah. What the fuck is happening here?
22
You guys
minutes
are
song.
So shitty and dumb.
Fuck it.
When someone goes, how good's the music? They go, you got to see the lights. That's what
yeah,
you say.
Yeah,
you
go, yeah.
That's not music.
That's what they say. Yeah, you, go, you got to see the light
dude,
show.
Just play a Fish song right now. Just play any Fish song. Play their most
okay.
popular track.
City.
Oh,
oh
Tom,
my
I
God.
Hate you.
Oh, God.
Tom, I hate you
Tom's
more.
Tom's calling out requests.
Yeah.
This is the song
over
Tom.
A tie-dye shirt.
This is the song Tom rapes minor cerebral palsy girls to.
Make sure it's from Anaheim in 93.
Dude. Dude, they stink.
What if she was like, what if she wasn't a miner? What if she was like a retarded like coal miner? I've been working in these coals for years.
Dude, look at Tom's vibing, dude.
It gets there. No, it
in
does
45
not.
Minutes.
Where are we going?
Dude, Tom's fingered so many unconscious chicks to this.
Are we going to a nap? Are we going to bed?
It gets there. Back
no,
to
it
my
kicks
virginity.
In. It kicks in at 15.
What?
That's
it?
When they introduce the harpsichord.
Sleep in the daytime.
just a bunch of fucking dorky white kids just fucking doing this.
And a pedophile.
Yeah, I love white kids.
I hate them. I hate Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
If you, it's not even so much that I hate Dave Matthews Band. I hate people who like Dave Matthews Band.
And the Dave Matthews Band.
I don't necessarily mind. Like it means nothing to me. I don't hate the music. It's not like if I hear.
Your real voice shouldn't be a joke voice. Everybody could do. That's album quality. Fuck, man. Those songs are written.
This one's
so
all right, though. I gotta get it.
I know. Yeah, it's not a bad tune. Right,
look, so what are we talking about?
You guys both cried about a chick to this.
Yeah.
You didn't think about a boy or a girl and masturbate to that, like romantic masturbate, what? Not like gross masturbate.
Ew, I never have romantic masturbate.
Yes, you do.
In my
you
life.
Make out with the air, you say.
Against what? Their air will.
Oh, it's aggressive. I didn't realize.
Like, I'm imagining.
It's retarded air.
Apologies. I didn't know
it was imagining that the girl.
He puts a piece of tape over the air first.
My pantomime air woman is doing this.
Yeah.
Sweet you rock. Sweet you.
That is a good song.
Nah, he blows, dude, across the board. It's like Jimmy Buffett. Suck a dick.
All right, let's take a quick moment to thank Yo Creative, the marquee fucking sponsor for Skankfest. Shout out to Yo Creative for supporting Skankfest. Without them, Skankfest would not be possible. And I'll tell you right now, if you go to yokratom.com/skankfest, you can sign up right now for your chance to win Skankfest tickets and other prizes. But they're also home of the $60 kilo.
And they do. They help us grow the festival every year. They really grow with us, which is fucking awesome. It's cool to be partners with them for all these years now. Home of the $60 kilo, the only place you could buy something legal in a kilo form.
We love them. We really
we
do,
love
guys.
Them so much, everybody. One more time, yokratom.com. If you go to yokratom.com, should we announce the tickets?
What do you mean?
It says yokratom.com/skankfest to win tickets.
You know, I said that already. You weren't listening to me.
Okay. So one more time, everybody. It's yokratom.com/skankfest to win tickets. Yokratom.com.
Yeah, and also that's going to be where, if you guys, when we do the next release of tickets as well, it will be yokratom.com/skankfest as well. So that's where you get your tickets when we release them. So, yeah, go there, support them, grab a kilo of Kratom while you're there if you're over 21. And then the market for Kratom. Support yokratom.com. All right, where were we?
Home of the $60 kilo, yokratom.com/skankfest to win tickets.
I already said, where were we?
Once again, yokratom.com, marquee sponsor of Skankfest.
Let's get back into it.
Tom, bring us home with a windmill.
Who's more garbage, me or Jay?
I don't know.
Isn't there a test?
We can run through them. We didn't prepare it.
There's a whole bunch of questions. Is that not what these questions are for?
They had a bunch of questions. I think they failed their assignment.
Did you guys fail your assignment? Lewis asked us to create an article. What were you getting, a sonogram, bitch? What were you rejoicing in your baby's heartbeat?
By the way, we're fucking giving Alex maternity leave, which I just found out we don't have to. I just found we do not have to.
I think you do.
No, we don't. We do not have to at all.
In fact, I think you have to give Harrington time off for paternity leave.
No, we don't.
Hey,
I do.
No,
yeah.
2023,
I think,
baby.
Bob,
no, we don't.
I think that's true, Lewis.
How much you want to bet?
Not money, because I don't know for sure. But I think
I've
gun in the butt.
I think I've heard this to be true. Not gun in the butt.
Gun in the butt.
No, I need a chance.
Gun in the butt. Gun in the butt.
It has to rely on me to win or lose for gun in the butt.
I'm almost positive that Alex, as an independent contractor, does not get...
Oh, as an independent contractor,
maybe.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
He said, oh, come
on. Oh, probably. He probably could fuck you right over.
But we're giving you maternity leave. And then also what we're doing, because you and Harrington can't come to Jamaica, me and Ralph are going to pay for like a weekend in Vermont or one of these like nice places this winter.
Aww.
So you guys can take a little time away.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, me? I wasn't on the guest list.
Yeah, of course. No, we love you guys. You guys are the fucking best. Yeah.
Yay. The Harringtons is...
I didn't know it was a giveaway show. Is that the start? Is that the start of the
giveaway? Ooh! Ooh!
What the fuck?
Ooh!
McGilla Gorilla.
This guy's good.
All right, next one.
Oh, the bird from Aladdin.
Now, can we throw your baby shower on Skanks?
Ooh!
Ooh!
I like it.
You'll get gifts. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun baby shower. We'll... How fucking fun would
can
that be?
Can we auction off three people that get to watch the baby come out?
That's not a
all
bad idea.
All access VIP Skank tickets.
They're going to see your pussy, but it ain't going to be hot.
You know what, dude? Do you remember in middle school when the video they showed us? Of
oh, yeah,
birth?
Miracle of Life or something it was
yeah,
called.
It was a pull it up. I actually literally
no,
was turned on by it.
Of course you weren't.
As
it was
a
pussy,
child.
Dude.
It was pussy,
no.
Dude. That's all it took was I got to see pussy. Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
I got to see pussy.
You're wrong, Kevin.
And then
Mr.
Then,
Judge Mensel, I don't think we're gonna either of us gonna win this contest, Lewis.
1,000 of it?
And then they showed us in the ninth grade, they showed us the original or not the original, but like the first major motion picture of Romeo and Juliet. And Juliet's tits.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was
because her tits were phenomenal. Then as an adult, you go back and realize she was actually 16.
Sure.
It was legal child porn.
It was a different time. It's not my fault.
Legal child porn.
I was in Paraguay when I saw it, where it's okay to fuck an 11-year-old.
No, wait, don't show the child. Stop it, Alex. Stop it. Oh, it's the birth. Oh,
perfect. Totally cool.
Oh, I really thought we were about to see fucking Juliet's tits again.
No, bookmark that. I mean, send it to me.
Yeah, don't show it, but if you want to email it to the group, that's fine.
Is that Adrian Barbeau from Swamp Thing?
Is that I thought it was Tig Notaro.
Well,
yeah, get it.
It was Chris D'Elia, but they computer imposed Tig Notaro in that scene.
Man.
Wow.
This girl got regret.
Oh, she's shitting right now. Jay, look, he loves it.
She got regretful bangs.
Is that the dad, the other guy with the mustache?
Yeah.
He ain't sticking around.
No,
yeah,
for
he's
sure.
Gone.
No, that guy's got to go
for a
guy's
double parked right now.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
You're
as
wrong.
A kid, I was like, yes, pussy, sweet,
me too.
Let's go.
Yeah, me
let's
too.
Let's go.
Rewind it, I blinked.
Pussy. I was like, oh, dude, if you put it in reverse, it's like a dick going into her.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming.
Just threw up,
after
dude.
This
it's coming.
Part. No, but after this part.
Dude, how bad is her pussy smell? You see his reaction?
Yuck.
Rewind it, do it again.
It's a weird time to check him for boogies.
God damn. Get me out of this thing.
Oh, you know, sometimes they tear the baby, they tear the baby's head clean off the body.
Is that thing? No, is that
happens. I swear to
God,
that happens.
Oh, back to usable pussy.
Pussy, 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 pussy. Oh, look how hot she is, too. She was hot.
She was hot enough.
She was hot, dude. Look at that baby covered in pussy.
God damn.
Goddamn lucky-ass baby.
Fucking primate.
That baby's covered in tons crazy. Of pussy right now, dude.
Yo.
Dude, give me that baby. I'm going to lick it up.
Yeah, what's with the devil tattoo on that guy?
That devil
hot.
Tattoo was sick.
She's hot again, dude. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Dude.
He cut the sleeves off that scrub to show that thing.
I'll do it, but you want to see my tats.
Oh, we're filming this? Yo, check out my ink.
Dude, there's no way that's not purposely in frame.
Of course.
Look at that Jew face. She's hot.
Yeah, she can get it.
I like it, dude. Rewind it again. I need to watch the whole thing again. I'll do a reaction to this entire movie. We'll do a Legion of Skanks episode where we watch The Miracle of Birth.
Sure. Look at that chain. Look at that thin chain.
Why is it Dr. Willem Dafoe?
Breathe. Push.
Shit a little.
Let's see that box, baby. What's going on down there?
Alex, it's going to be you in just a few months. This is going to be your pussy.
The dad looks like AI Dave Attell.
If you imagine...
Ah, come on.
Now, already, that's 15 times one Harrington cock.
Wow. But I'm telling you right now, but when I was a kid and I watched this, I had no idea what the clit was. This is hot. Like that, you see her clit. There's a clit right there, doggy.
Look at her clit.
Look at her. Can you zoom in on that clit?
Guys, stop focusing on the on a human life coming out of her stupid box, and really focus on her tiny little clit.
Can
That's
you
a
zoom
good
in
eat
on
clit.
That fucking clit,
Alex,
dude?
Can you send this to me? And circle the clit?
Yeah.
Just for reference.
I don't mind a bush, but what's with the Hasidic twists on the side?
The payas?
Yeah.
I think
lady, did you not know you were going to be on camera today or something?
No.
Is that Ari?
Dude, watch when this baby comes out, dude. Her Jewish pussy must fucking taste like garbage. Look at his face.
Yeah, he ain't happy.
Look, he's like, oh, it's fucking so gross in here. Oh, my God. fucking Jew pussy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How bad is it in there that her asshole smells of relief? Oh, the sweet smell of butthole. Get me out of this stink pickle.
Stink pickle.
Good-looking kid. Yikes.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe how much room there was in there.
Oh, look. And by the way, if you're one, you can see the dick going into the pussy. The baby's dick.
Yeah.
The baby.
Reverse it. Reverse it.
Reverse it, dude.
Mushroom head.
Dude. Oh, yeah. The baby's fucking her. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
dude, by the way,
it.
How turned on is she right now?
So look how wet she is.
Dude, she's
gushing,
dude. What a slut.
She's gushing.
What a slut, dude.
I don't think that's
whore,
pee.
Dude.
Squirt, dude.
I'm so upset. I knew.
By the way, if Dave was here, he'd be fucking hissing, hemming and hawing right now. Be like, bro, life is nothing to make fun of. faggot Dave. Bitch ass fucking pro-life Dave bitch.
He wouldn't even care about that girl's pussy.
He wouldn't, dude. Like, I bet he couldn't even find that girl's clit.
Damn.
Yeah, well, I bet
Dave,
you did.
Dave only thinks that tits is life for children now.
Yeah, dude.
Nourishment for a child.
Dave's like, women shouldn't have clits.
Yo, fuck
pleasure?
Dave.
Pleasure for sex? No way.
This is what happens if you miss episodes, Dave.
Don't miss an episode, Dave. We're going to trash your beliefs.
Karen comes in on fire.
Let's do some plugs. We have a lot more to talk about. What a show so far, guys. What a great show, seriously.
The heater, baby.
I've known Dave for like 15 years. I've never seen his asshole.
No?
I've never seen Dave's asshole.
Oh.
Maybe you're better for this role.
Maybe
I've seen Dave's butt naked.
Have you ever asked?
And it looks like Dave's butt naked looks
I think
like
I have. I think I've asked Dave to see his butthole before.
What's up,
I've showed
Jake,
him mine.
No, we have. We have asked
Did
to see
you get
Dave's
down on one knee and
we've all looked at each other's assholes on the show except for Dave because he's a fucking killjoy.
Yeah. He ruins everyone's joy.
He ruins everyone's joy. By the way, starting in January, Legion of Skanks will be live from the studio. No more Zoom shows. So we're very excited about that, guys. So one show from the stand, one show live from the studio. Very, very excited. Still working on scheduling and all that stuff, but that has been confirmed.
What?
It's been confirmed. It's been confirmed, dude. You got it. We're good. I did all the work. You don't got to worry about it.
All right.
I did it to where you don't have to do anything else.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah. So, let's do some plugs. Karen, what you plugging on?
Hey, check out my podcast, Only Fiends. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to be in Los Angeles. I'm going to be at the Dojo of Comedy East this Saturday, though. So if you're near there, come out for that. I don't know. Follow me on Instagram. Hi.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Kevin?
Obviously check out Are You Garbage, and then tomorrow we're announcing our third show at the Gramercy Theater. We sold out two already. It'll be Friday, February 3rd.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So
awesome.
Fucking go check
best,
that
dude.
Out. And then New Year's Day we're doing a live stream with moment.com. It's gonna be like a hangover show. We're going live, having buddies come over, drinking the whole nine yards. So
Sick
check you. That out.
Sick.
Foley.
That's the same shit, bro.
What he said.
I'm just giving you your opportunity, though.
I got nothing else going on. Are you kidding me?
A lot of live stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. This weekend, I'll be in Toronto with the great Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour. Then the end of the month, me and Dave Smith, along with special guests Karen Fien, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, Maddie Smith, crazy show at the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve. That's just about sold out now. I think there's a handful of tickets left, so go grab those right now if you can get them still. And a lot of other stuff coming up. Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Cuyahoga Falls, Minneapolis, many other dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Launching a brand new website, app, and everything in the first quarter of the year. So we're very excited about that. Subscribe now, guys. guys. Use the promo code LOS. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. I think fucking like 600 shows, over 600 shows, over 700 Legion of Skanks episodes that are not available anywhere else on the internet, all ad-free and uncensored, all in one place for one low price, supporting a very, very great cause. And subscribe to my Twitch channel. I made this bet today, and I regret it already. I said, if you can stream snipe me during my Warzone and kill me, but tell me that it's you and that you want free tickets to Skankfest, then I'll give you free tickets. Two people have done it already, so I'm stopping that. I'm stopping that immediately.
It's been 27,000 people.
I had no idea how easy it was to stream snipe me, but I will be giving away more tickets to Skankfest on my Twitch stream. I'll be doing fun games like that. But I mean, literally, they're like, Lewis. I'm like, hey, bam, shot in the head.
I'll be giving out some free tickets too if you like. I don't know. Ask nicely after a show.
No, that's not true. You do not
if
ask.
I smoke pot after a happening. Show with you, and you say you want them.
Don't tell people that, Jay. That's not true.
They do it anyway. It doesn't matter what I say. That's why I couldn't know where and when Skankfest was. Because every place I went to when we were making the announcement.
Oh, you want
to
come?
They asked me, they go, tell us, where is it at? Tell us the thing. I go, I can't, because I don't tell me, because I'll fuck it up. I would have told everybody.
So what is known? It's in Vegas and just the weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now that's what's known, yeah. But yeah. I only found out that day, too. I was like, oh, Vegas again. I thought we were coming to New York.
Yeah, same venue. We're going to... We're gonna...
If you haven't been, for the you have to fucking get
it. It's unreal.
It's the funnest fucking weekend in all
even
of comedy.
If you're like, you're
it dunks
like,
on every other fucking like comedy festival.
Yeah.
Times a million. It's crazy. It's not even
people.
Close.
If you just have like a family member die, or like, and if you're sad, like you'll have fun, like no matter
yeah.
what.
It's
no
not what everybody. It's so crazy. It's yeah. like you guys get such a bad rap, you know, for making fun of retards for
it's
an hour.
The people, with the people come now though. Like,
I mean, besides that, you guys are pretty good guys.
But they participated in all the fighting things, so like,
sure,
they're the
yeah,
strongest
they
ones.
A guy from CAA told me last week that he said it thinks it's better than fucking JFL.
It is better than JFL.
It's better than everything. It's not even close.
I'm saying to have that deep in the industry, like people say. Yeah,
it's also
great.
It's in a category one. It's not like the other festivals. You come and you party.
It's a fan experience.
You have to go and
so
see
cool.
what it's like to understand what it is. Because once you go, you're like, oh shit! It's not like you go to New York City as a comedy festival every day. If you literally come to New York City, you go to the Comedy Cellar, you go to the Stand, you go to New York Comedy Club, Stand Up New York. You can see literally in one night, you could see the best comics in the fucking world. It's a lot different. It's about just a much different experience. You got to go see it. And
we can't afford the best comics in the world. It's different. This is different.
The fights alone were great. That was
dude,
fucking
I lost
awesome.
My voice. I ruined like my last seven shows because I was screaming in the Thunderdome for an hour.
Yeah, that
I need,
fucking
I need to go to like
the
a
way
hospital
that it was all
after
teared up
fest.
Was great.
Just my body just dude. Fucking gives out.
It's the best.
It rules.
It's great.
By the way, it's funny with the number of Skankfest or Skanks episodes there are. It's funny. I didn't know this until recently, but people would come out and they ask me about things that happen on episodes, and they do it by number. Like, I don't know if it was 697 or 698. I'm like, I don't know what the Christ you're talking about.
Are you giving me legal code?
Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
I swear I didn't touch her, man.
BigJComedy.com for all my tour dates. This weekend, everybody, I'm at the Stress Factory. That's
there
right.
You go.
Hell yeah, dude.
Down in Dirty Jers. This weekend, Thursday through Saturday. After that, I'll be New Year's Eve weekend. Me, Kim Congdon, Jason Ellis at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. We said if you guys come to the Skank Show, which they're very psyched for. I was just at the Comedy Store, dude. They're so stoked for that New Year's Eve show. I'm bummed I can't be there for it. But I'll be right down the road. If you come to both, we'll send you guys some Skanks merch.
Hell yeah.
Executive call.
just a piece of merch. A t-shirt
piece of merch.
Or a mug.
It could be from a now-defunct show. We're just trying to clear out that storage space. Maybe we'll give you 20 of that. Tim Dillon is going to hell. 3,000.
A bunch of AYG merch.
Yeah. Are you garbage? Varsity jackets. We put a lot into those.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, hey, patent pending.
Sacramento, Indianapolis. I'm all over the fucking place, going straight through every weekend, literally, until April. So... look out for a city near you coming soon. BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire. 5 days a week on Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103, and the SDR Show right here on the Guest Digital Network. Special coming out end of February, beginning of March. So stay tuned for that soon. I've already, we've already started editing it down. So they say it's good.
My people tell me it's great.
I'm like, is this just horrible?
What are you guys going to like pump in a laugh track or something?
Yeah. I'm like, this isn't going to be just this, right? Like, do we have like maybe some audience from other people's specials? Do Dane Cook live from the Acropolis?
So yeah, your boy Ellis is not happy with me right now.
Yeah, I saw
genuinely?
That. What's
going on there?
Pull up his tweets. He's tweeting. He's talking.
You're hurt.
Shit.
Is that what the?
So yeah, I've been able to train since before Skankfest. My knee has been fucked up.
Okay.
And so I hit him up and I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, there's a good chance I'm not doing this fight, which is like, you know, I want to say like at this point 95% to 99% chance that I'm not doing this fight. Even if my MRI comes back and they're like, yeah, dude, you got to rehab it a little bit. I don't have enough time to train and get in shape. So I called him up just to tell him, like, hey, dude, I want to give you enough time. And then, he was cool on the phone, and then he goes on Twitter and starts talking all this shit.
Straight pussy shit, dude.
Pussy shit, dude.
No, I mean, you're not doing the fight.
Oh, I mean, not doing the fight. I thought he was in.
It has been like 5 years in the making. Yeah. What's going on?
Dude, did we ever tell you the time at the Skankfest Houston when I Foley first saw Jason Ellis for the first time ever? Yeah. He rolled into breakfast. Like, we were there, and we were, like, the breakfast bar. And he comes in, like, head tat, like, every... And Foley's like, this guy, look at this guy behind. This guy's fucking huge. Don't look, dude. Don't look. Oh, my God. Contact. We turn around, I see it's Jason Ellis. I'm like, that's the guy Lewis is fucking. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, he looks the part, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he does, for sure.
But I think Lewis could get past that.
Yeah, but, I'm out. But,
I mean, I watched that round, you guys, even though it was, like, sparring. It wasn't, like... insanely lopsided.
No, it wasn't insanely lopsided. And look, here's the thing. He knows I'm fucking injured. He knows I'm not faking it. I was walking around Skankfest the entire time with a fucking limp. I haven't been able
to train. It's a good place to sell it. He was there.
Yeah, no shit. Lewis has two canes.
Yeah. He's Lewis, got those crutches on his arms.
Yeah, he keeps forgetting the Kaiser Sose. Yeah. Like, Lewis, did you just jog up those stairs? Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I must have re-injured it just now. Shit.
It's my Bell's palsy.
Comes and
it's
goes.
Really
dude.
Acting up, dude.
Comes and goes. Sometimes I can shake it off. Sometimes I can't.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's
show. Thank you, YoDelta.
Oh, you just show up, do you?
Sorry, dude. I've been trying to punch my boner down ever since I found out Foley used to be a gay singer. Who is a 31-year-old teen bop star?
It was embarrassing to even watch. I got to be honest with you.
He wasn't a heartthrob. He was a heart condition. Zing. Pow. Boom.
Well, look, Yo Delta Vampire, I know it's a Christmas season, and if there's one thing you're giving out, I know what I'm giving out this Christmas season, is Yo Delta gummies and vapes directly from YoDelta.com.
They fit so good in children's stocking stuffers. And they'll never know what hit them.
You don't want to give these to children at all, everyone.
Well,
I want to make that very clear.
Not if you don't
clear.
Want them to be the coolest kid in school.
You got to be over 21 years old to consume these products, and they do get you really, really, really high. So don't even joke around with your children, folks.
Why is Tom dressed like he's in a breakdance crew? What the fuck is Tom wearing? Tom, did you worm here from Jersey?
We all agree that Tom sucks. Okay. YoDelta.com is the website. YoDelta.com. And when you check out, use the promo code GAST, and you're going to save 25% off your order. It's already really affordable, YoDelta Vampire. Why not save another 25%?
Yes. Even for the Jews on Hanukkah.
All right. So where were we?
So when would you fight him?
What's up?
When would you fight him?
It was supposed to be April 8th.
Okay. Yeah.
And now I have to get an MRI on Tuesday. And,
What do you think's wrong with your knee? Do you see it?
I don't know.
Also, too, it's December.
Yeah.
Well,
it's still like 5 months.
Yeah, you're quitting before it's even time.
He's been sucking too many dicks in cabins, and his knees are killing him.
No, but here's the thing. I'm not, like, Jason has literally a decade and a half of experience. Like, I'm playing fucking catch up. Sure, I have to literally be able to spar and run. And if I can't spar and I can't run, I can't fight. That's crazy, you know?
Yeah, well, you can run. Away from him. Well, it's funny. For your knee being so hurt, you're doing a pretty good job at ducking.
Yeah.
Quack,
you can still
quack,
backpedal. That's
quack,
pretty
quack,
good.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack,
quack. Quack!
Will you reschedule the fight or just cancel it?
Well, here's the thing. I would reschedule the fight. I just don't want to say that because we've been rescheduling this thing over and over again. So I'd rather just rehab my knee, get better, and then be in a situation where who knows what will happen.
Yeah, you have enough time to fake another injury.
Leg cancer, dude. I can't do it.
How did you hurt
the
your
The MRI name? Didn't catch it, but I've got leg cancer.
Can't you just like find somebody else with another hurt knee to spar with now?
What do you mean?
Just find another person that's like handicapped.
Do you beat me up if
Nick,
you want
Nick
to.
Carter's rape victim?
I don't know. Like, fight yeah. someone. Is
I mean,
the
whatever.
Point.
Yeah, it's look. I'm
what
just,
did you do to your knee?
I've been training.
You heard it during training.
I've been training. It just I woke up one day and my entire fucking knee was numb and it clicks and it buckles.
He heard it on a sauna floor.
Did you?
Sucking
been there.
Dicks. It always comes back to you sucking dicks. Well, don't get a knee injury.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Did you hurt your knee?
If you had an ankle injury, I couldn't make any gay jokes. Oh, what? Wait, you heard it when you were grabbing them when you were taking it up the ass in the sauna. Boom, did it.
Louis, did you hurt your knees when you were in Belize?
Is that a rhyme? Yeah. Rhyming joke?
Yeah. I got my fries. I'm coming
Thanks,
back.
Darren.
Man, I want one of Karen's fries so bad, but every time I thought about it, I think about when she tweeted out, I'm going to be next to die after Ralphie May. So I like to let Karen live
hey,
in a world where she
you,
believes...
Hey, good for you, Foley, huh?
In fairness, that's
legal tender right there.
In fairness...
Big man.
She didn't
good.
Know Foley yet.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's true.
So that's what I go. So I like to live in a world where I think Karen believes I never eat fries, even when she's not here.
Yeah. Gotta keep
I'm like,
it going,
oh,
man.
No, too much oil.
Yeah. That was like
oh, is that truffle?
That
no
was
thanks.
100 years ago.
Yeah. I never don't think of it.
Oh, my God.
I am going to be next.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, I didn't plug these things.
Okay.
I have to plug these things. All right, so BopBab. BopBab's returning.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you. BopBab's
I'm a
returning.
Fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, the
great.
There you go. The Battle of the Badass Bands is going to return. A couple things people need to fucking understand. Okay, relax. It's going to be 20, 30 minutes, one episode a week. We do two episodes a week. Calm the fuck down. It's going to be great. Everyone fucking likes it, except for a few select dickheads who like to fucking harass me on the internet. Okay? Go fuck yourselves. BopBab
is that
coming
that
back.
The purple thing?
The purple thing?
Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's Battle of the Badass Bands.
Oh, just I thought
you
know. It was
that. That's Bop It.
Are you thinking about Bop It?
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Bop It.
Bop It.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Yeah, this guy
squeeze
is
it.
Checked out.
Spin it.
Rip it. Simon Says tournament.
Slap it. Punch it.
So the way Joke it works it. Is if you... What are we? Are we? When are we doing? Are we waiting until March to do it? No, you guys are the producers. How about you produce and make a decision? Be decisive.
It's a Christmas contest for Christmas songs.
It's starting in January? All right, it's going to start in January. In order to enter BopBab, and we've already had hundreds of people enter, right?
I love it. I'm
what
a
you
fan.
Have to do is you have to email us 5 songs, and you have to email them in the order that you want them to compete on the show. So if you want your best song first or you want to save your best song for later, that's fine.
And this is for BopBab.
This is for BopBab. You email the 5 songs and you have to send us the files. You can't send us SoundCloud links or YouTube links. They got to be specifically the files of the songs, right? To botbablos@gmail.com. Once again, that's botbablos@gmail.com.
That's botbab parentheses.
No, there's no parentheses. There's no parentheses.
Well, I don't know how to spell that.
Oh, it's Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Badass Bands, BopBab.
Oh, I want to get it on that.
B-O-T...
B-A-B, parentheses,
you know, Foley used to be a recording artist.
B-O-T, there's no parentheses. B-O-T-B-O-B...
Doodly-doo.
B-O-T-B-A-B, Battle of the Badass... BopBab.
Doodly-doo.
Oh, I was saying BopBap. It's BopBab. Jesus Christ, were you sleeping, Bob?
I want to get in on that. I want to enter to that.
Foley has a... Can we get Foley in?
Are you in a band?
No, he has a catalog of songs I found from about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I got a couple of tracks.
That he performs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we play them
they're
right
actually,
now?
They're actually...
Sure.
They're
do you have them?
Good.
Email them to Bobby Hutch.
One
right
of them
now.
Is called...
Do you play guitar or something?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Just...
He's real serious about his music career.
I'll tell you what. It was very sexy
the
way
lights,
he said
please?
That.
So, BopBab.
Hey, try to keep up, will you?
LOS@gmail.com. BopBabLOS@gmail.com. I try to sneak it in. But
parentheses,
doodly-doo. There's no parentheses. Email 5 songs in the order you want us to do it. And we're going to, in January, on our studio show, or should we do it? Do you guys want us to do it live at the stand?
Yeah.
Yeah. How excited everybody is here. We'll do it live.
We'll see if it happens.
Bobby, what's your email?
Bop bap. Man,
denied.
Here,
denied.
He'll put it in.
Put it in.
Bobby, you missed a bop.
What do
bap,
I win?
You gonna send him songs?
I thought you were doing the sound. What do I win?
What do we win?
Skankfest.
No, actually, we never decided a prize, did we?
A new car. Give away a car.
$30,000.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Yeah,
no, that's
nope.
Crazy.
Okay.
Okay, the winner will perform at Skankfest next year.
For $15,000.
No, that's a lot. We're not going to give him that much. Okay. I would say...
It's a write-off.
$400.
No, we can do more.
Plus one night of hotel.
Sent.
$2,500.
All right.
Wait, what is it?
You win $2,500.
Yeah.
$2,500.
It was so close to 30K, dude. Damn. It was three guesses away from that.
You're the performance Skankfest.
You just have to win 12 times.
We'll feature you on the show. We'll fucking do a release party for you guys. And
did you just send them your tunes?
Yeah. I got them. I'm in.
All right.
Is it a video? Man, what is it? Is it video? No. Just audio?
And then also, we have great merch for the holidays. If you want to get it by Christmas, December 16th is the last day. Podcastmerch.com. 10% discount for all the Christmas collection with
fucking
the promo code, ho, 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 in honor of Karen.
I love Christmas. God.
Do you have his music?
Yes. What song is it?
I love this.
Ready? Oh God, I'm nervous for you. This is pretty good. Pretty good tune.
Pause it. What are you playing?
This is pretty playing everything on this.
You play everything.
It's a drum beat. I'm playing the guitar, and I'm singing.
Wait. So you? It's a.
He's actually pretty good.
So you're playing. Well,
I don't want it to
drums
be bad.
Or no, you just you got
to
be.
I really
well,
want it
you
to
know
be
what?
Bad.
I do want it to
you
be
want
bad.
It to be bad.
But I believe you that it's going to be.
It's solid.
I also am envious of musical talent, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if there's room to make fun of it, we'll catch it.
Please. That's why I sent it to you.
Lump lives alone in the side of a dick. He's something.
Do we clear this publishing yet? What's happening? You guys are going to get screwed on the back end of this.
He's lump.
He's Kippy.
He's lump.
He's Kippy.
He might be garbage.
That's pretty perfect.
Here we go. Oh, he's eating a hoagie with one hand. While he's doing a one-man band thing.
It's mostly bar chords.
Salad bar, not fuck.
Do a lot of hammer-ons.
She says to me, you're so cool.
Nice reverb, faggot.
The way you really showed up tonight. Don't know how you do it.
I didn't know it was going to be Warped Tour music. I don't know why I didn't guess that. You took my Vans. You took my sweater. I said I'd never see you again. You took my heart. You took my Camry.
You took my Vans, Cesaro.
I feel alone. You are not here.
You could be anywhere, anytime.
Where is the girl that I knew before?
I sit alone on the floor.
That's pretty good.
See your face on every DVD that I watch.
Can someone pass me a hoagie now?
Crying it out outside of Pat's, crushing a whiz with.
And the Eagles lost.
I turn on MTV.
And I see you.
You see me.
I eat my Arby's every day.
She says to me, you're so sweet.
Even though you are like 40 and I'm only 16.
Don't tell your parents.
I wish you to jail. Orange Julius, and Dad's I abuse Nina. My authority.
No, I cannot go to your prom.
I know you have palsy, but have some VIP juice.
I spiked your juice box again.
If you tell your parents, they're going to be pissed at you.
Oh, man, I really thought it was
I'll
good before we started shitting on it. I was like, nah, man, he can rip. Now I'm like, yeah, you suck, dude. You're a fucking dork, man.
You wrote these lyrics.
I pants on that last Gramercy show. You're a nerd, dude.
You can't tell anyone about us, or I'll go to jail.
Your dad's a dick, yeah.
Billy brought it tonight. I don't know.
Just get to the hook.
What you are.
Oh, there he is.
Feel it when you lit up the room.
Your father hates and that I we're together. I know because he tells me at work.
We're in a meeting.
I'm his boss, and he's pissed that I'm fucking you in his house.
Her eyes, it's her eyes. She can see me when I lose the disguise. Disguise, the disguise.
I see fucking Fat Foley in a disguise.
Dude, you should have to wear tight pants now for that.
There's a music video.
There's a I didn't want to bring it up. There's a video where he does wear that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm not going to throw my man under the bus.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. This is embarrassing enough.
No, there's rules. First of all,
how
not,
dare you sit in judgment not, with we're garbage? How dare you sit in judgment?
I'm garbage, yeah, all the time. I am trash.
DiGiorno no pizza ain't half bad. It's
I love my bagel bites every day. This is going to be an all-time F, baby.
I put ketchup on my mac and cheese.
She says to me, you're so cool. The way you really show up tonight.
Oh, shit,
what are you sending? They got it.
There it is. There it is.
Holy. Is there never a girl in the video?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay.
It's a hot dude.
He's running towards an elementary school right now.
Wait, when's this from? You're in New York.
She says to me, you're so sweet.
What was the budget for this video, by the way?
$8.
That's including the fucking Metro card.
They jumped a turnstile for sure.
Oh, shit. There she is.
He can only get her for a few seconds before she slapped him and said, stop filming me.
You want me to what? I'm not kissing this fat idiot.
She can see me when I lose the disguise. Disguise.
What's the point? What's the story? I'm not getting the story.
It unfolds. Relax.
Is she going to get attacked? You have to superhero
This arm? Is produced by Fish, by the way, so strap in.
It's a real
minutes.
Artistic concept.
We're digging in the garbage. Wow, what foreshadowing.
Because he was hungry and had no money.
Nice.
Is this guy whacking off?
That was me back in the day, by the way.
Right.
Who's this guy?
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy? The guy she definitely wants to fuck? Is this how you see it? This is written from such a fat kid perspective.
And then you don't need all those
that
muscles.
That muscly guy who's probably mean and hurts people.
You look like a sneaky diabetes villain.
I'll take your toes.
By the way, they use that.
I would have been here sooner, but I had to suck on an orange.
Had to get my insulin shot in.
Anybody got a Werther's?
Who, is this a comic? Is this chick a comic?
No, no, this was like 15 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was before
she's
I did.
44 so,
yeah,
years
so she's
old.
Now 80?
Oh, yeah, I remember doing a video for Huff Foley.
She calls you Huff Foley.
Oh, Huff Foley.
Holy, how holy.
Oh, yes. I remember that one time you filmed my boobies, and I said no. And then you said, I give you $5, and I buy the rest of your lemons.
He definitely bought fucking mangoes and hot sauce off the side of the road from this bitch.
Oh, he's like, cut, stop, don't.
Talk about a cock block.
Yeah. Stop it, she loves it. Oh, no. Foley? Foley, great news. That'll never make it to an organ. That thing's too slow.
That's a flesh wound.
Dude, if someone pulls out a knife on me, I'm leading gut.
Wait a minute.
Going ass first.
Oh, she says,
oh, right. You dumb idiot.
She's like, he raped me, but it's okay, I'm back.
Yeah. This better end with you raping her. Don't trust a fat guy, bitch.
Definitely found this bitch in a deli.
So is the idea you weren't really a superhero, you were a special needs kid who wears a cape? And then you got beat up by a guy she was going to fuck, and then she felt bad for you and took you back
to
the
home?
He
was the retard that lived in the building below her. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
The game they played together. Yeah. You want to go play? We'll get that. Yeah.
She took him to a cop and said, I think he lost his parents. And Foley goes, I need an adult. I got punched by a
so
man.
So is that before you were doing comedy?
Yeah. I would fucking hope so.
I bet you got a specific...
Shot that 2 weeks ago. I'd say it was the beginning of it.
I bet you got a specific type of pussy when you like did that, though.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Like, girls probably like that.
No. No.
Well, if they did, the video killed it.
No,
but they
girls
did want to know who that guy was.
Can I tell you why? Because you hear the song, and if you're a chick that's into that type of music, you'd be like, okay. And you're imagining like a wafy, skinny, fucking,
yeah,
like little emo-y dude. And then fucking a fucking garbage man shows up.
Super Tubbs.
Yeah. Fucking Foley just does not have the emo vibe at all.
Sure.
Voice of an angel, though.
Can't believe you I can't believe you showed that. That's great.
Oh, don't be silly.
That's fantastic.
It provided so many laughs for so many.
That's great. Were you in
people.
A band when you were younger? Or was all always
younger? He was 34 when that came out.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? He's in a band right now.
I think I was 31 when I started comedy, like maybe like 6 months after that.
Yeah. Damn, dude. You thought you were going to be a musician first.
Yeah. Boy, damn. Was I wrong.
Did you play live shows?
Yeah, in the village.
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd sing like that, like, I miss a thing. You were a guy.
No one's here at my show right now.
Singing alone in this bar makes me feel pretty queer.
They won't have me back.
You sure were a girl, and I am a guy. I love it.
I really enjoyed it.
It's really great.
Thank you for showing us that.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. What are we have so many stories here. What do you want to talk about,
Lewis? We got a little bit of time left.
Didn't the Elon Musk boot off stage? He wasn't booed off, though. He just got booed while he was on stage. He didn't really, I don't think he left in any way. I don't know why he brought him on, Chappelle.
Was it in Austin? That would make sense. I don't know the story.
San Fran. I think, yeah.
Well, it might have been San Jose, actually, because I was just there, and him and Chris Rock were down the street, they said, so probably that's what it was. But Elon Musk comes on, and he gets booed, but I don't know. One, I don't fully understand why people are booing him. I don't understand why Chappelle brought him out to be like, hey, Elon Musk, stand here like a weirdo.
Stand here and get booed.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the richest man in the world.
Oh, they're booing him. Well, so you're sort of setting him up for failure to say the richest man in the world.
No, for sure.
Nobody wants to fucking applaud for that.
Yeah. Sure.
Nobody gives a fuck. Like, fuck you, dude. Go fuck yourself, cocksucker.
Why does everybody hate? I don't get it.
I don't
get it at all.
What's he hated for? Yeah, what's the thing? Why are they booing him? Anybody know?
I think that liberals hate him because
he's not
because they consider him like
that's
a fucking Nazi.
I mean, that seems like the dirt they have on him. Like, do you see he said this one time? You're like, all right, what?
Like, what is it? What kind of stuff are they getting him on?
They're like, nothing of substance, really. Nothing that I can recall to be like, that's kind of bad, yeah.
Yeah, they just hate him
because
he bought...
He's just really rich, like Jeff Bezos. Everyone hates him because he fucking has a bazillion dollars. And I love that. I'm like, yeah, dude, he rules. That rules.
I'm more indifferent to it.
Like, no, well, I am in such awe of people that get that rich and are that successful. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. How did you do that?
Crazy. Yeah,
how
yeah.
are you not looking at that and being inspired by it?
Sure.
If he could have $1 billion, I could have a few million. Come on. Come
like
on.
It's always dark and conniving, whatever it is, though.
What?
When they make the movie of it, it's always like a dark, conniving world.
Sure.
What?
Being like that level of like wealth.
I mean, they show that picture of Bezos in like that shitty little office with the Amazon sign. He's in there busting his fucking ass.
Yeah, busting his fucking dick off, dude.
Same thing with Portnoy. They show Portnoy.
Well, people
in
always
that
say like people are always like, oh, like Amazon employees, they're underpaid and they got to pee in a cup. And I'm like, okay, dude, we'll fucking work your way up.
Yeah. Pee in a bottle next time,
you get
man.
To bathroom service.
That's why I treat the gas digital employees. Right now, Jorge's peeing in a cup, but soon enough, he'll be peeing in a bottle.
Tom, you've been working here long enough to piss in the bathroom, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, they hate him for
no
reason.
Keep playing, yeah.
Cheers and booze, I see.
I would have left right then. Yeah, you're great. I'll see you later.
Yeah,
why is he still standing there?
Because he's autistic.
Yeah. Keep him away from Nick Carter.
Yeah. As far as I bet you wish he'd walk out on my show. I was like, Chappelle should be apologetic. Like, ah, sorry, dude. I didn't know that was
yeah,
going
my bad,
ahead.
Dude.
Like bringing him out to like
walked
make a
him into a fucking
him,
buzzsaw,
like.
Yeah.
Who's doing the fucking camera work? Harrington?
Yeah, it is
good framing.
Walk off, slap your leg.
Walk off, slap your leg.
Take a lap.
He's like, that's a special.
He goes, here's a pretty mild, funny thing. I'm going to take a lap. Here's the first thing everybody would think to say. I'm going to be gone now. Oh, pop back up.
Cut it up. Put it on Netflix.
Got it, print it.
That'll be $40 million.
That guy slaps his thighs more than a step squad.
Hey, wait, those of you who win.
You gotta try to do better to save them, man. You bring someone out on stage and everybody starts booing.
Yeah,
it's your
you
job
say
to fucking
something,
start
Chappelle.
Spinning plates and get it cooking.
He said some of the people you fired are here. He keeps
that
going.
Did all right.
You're the guy, dude. Be funny. You're just making him fucking sweat.
Oh, it's 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
Sit
just him
in this rain
booed.
Of booze.
Oh,
idiot. <Yeah. laughs> Thank you for coming, stupid. It's the same three dickheads who just trashed my song now. As I tried to share my talents with the world.
Big J, you just turned into Voss. Voss would have definitely handled it better.
Tough on the head, I sound like. But you know this one thing, all those people are booing, and I'm just pointing out, be honest, they have terrible seats. I understand.
What'd he say?
He said they're in the worst seats.
It's all right.
All come from way up there, nigga, the last minute. Now I'm playing the niggas boo.
Elon's like, please, Dave, do something. Yeah, stop.
Dude, also now Chappelle is booing into the mic.
You're not helping.
You poor pieces of shit. You can't afford shit like not like Elon. Elon could buy and sell all of you.
You're like, me and Elon going to space after this show.
Fuck
y'all. My dick.
Fuck you, I'm out.
The rocket takes off from right there on the stage. Captain's log one.
What
peace.
Was he expecting, though? That's what I don't get. Like, what he was like, what was the big fun thing? I thought you were saying I have the point.
Me too. He goes, I'll tell
I was like,
you.
Okay. And I was like, oh, he's just getting another drink.
I mean, maybe he thought he was going to get applause and then he was going to be able to riff with him, but he didn't realize it was going to be a hostile thing.
But, like, what's the big payoff? If you brought, like, out another comic, if you brought out, like, fucking...
I think that most good comics, if the audience was receptive and into the person being up there, could riff on Elon Musk being there. Right? Jay, if you could bring Elon Musk out on stage and be funny with him being right there. I think you could.
Well, first I have to ask the crowd why they're booing. I'm like, what are you upset with him for? And then I'll make fun of him.
Are you booing because you're too poor to applaud? You fucking losers.
No, I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I wouldn't bring them out. I wouldn't think that an arena would just start booing them, but I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe he really froze.
It's in California, though. I mean,
are they? But it's just a specific thing. Is it that he let Trump? He said Trump could come back to Twitter. Is that what it was?
He's not a liberal, and he's like he's openly.
He's hourly not a liberal, and now he owns.
He's openly
Twitter,
free speech.
So like
he owns Twitter. He's
is
like
Dave here. What the fuck?
He thinks
clear
like
all this up
Julian
for
Assange.
He, no, he's
like
a libertarian fucking type guy,
sure,
and they consider that a Nazi essentially.
Oh. God.
I hate Elon.
Because he's a Nazi.
Oh, I thought that was going to do well.
Oh, man. If Jay was here, he would know so much.
I know. We don't know anything.
Like, so I guess
I'm just
Elon
like
Musk
eating these
bad
fries. I'm like, for every piece of knowledge Dave would have.
Was that it, Bobby? Was that the end of it?
I'm so stupid.
Listen.
He's shook, though, because he's going, who? He's buying time. He's going, listen. He's trying to get his mind around it as a performer.
Whatever. Look. Yeah. This nigga is not even trying to die on Earth. His whole business model is fuck Earth. I'm leaving anyway. Do all you want. Let me with you, nigga. I'm going to Mars.
It is weird to do it to him.
Am I just crazy that like it's kind of weird? Is it just that they're uber rich that all these people get together and now they're friends? Like, why would Dave Chappelle and Elon Musk ever even be friends?
Oh yeah, no.
Like Dave Chappelle's friends with like Erykah Badu.
No, it's
and
the big,
Elon Musk.
It's
you're
the big
like,
money
fuck
world.
You, dude. It's not real. It's none of
big,
it's real.
It's the big money world, dude. Yeah.
They have these like philosophical conversations with each other, though, because they have so much money to move things and make things change.
Shut up, Karen, with your fucking real response. Eat a French fry, bitch.
I just ate a Jew fry. I ate a smart fry. I ate a Dave Smith fry. I'm feeling smarter.
Yeah, I just don't under. It just seems when I see people like that hanging out. Like it's you know what it's, when I see like Pete Davidson has like a thing with Eli Manning like an Instagram
so,
now
I came to that
with Eli Manning
or but Jeff Bezos
but listen Eli Manning is like fucking how old is he like how old is Eli Manning
40
yeah, 43
it's like why are you even fraternizing with a 22-year-old it's weird is it not that just because you're both rich and famous.
You
is
want
that
a
enough?
22-year-old little buddy, don't you?
No, I don't. It's weird.
One.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. I'm sure there's money behind it. Aren't they in commercials? They got to be in commercials or something together.
Maybe.
Something's
I don't
gotta,
know. It's just, it's
something's
all weird.
Make
no,
sense.
But
someone's
also,
paying
but
for
no,
them
Pete,
to hang out.
Like, but they had Pete like a night out on the town with Jeff Bezos before Pete Davidson. It's just a weird, yeah. Like, what's the.
Well, Pete, they want.
What does that hang like? Like
to space, you know? They're like, they want to send up, you know.
But it just seems like an
pussy getting dick.
What
dude,
I'm most impressed
dude,
with
Pete Davidson went to space and his helmet accidentally came off his body and his eyeballs exploded like a fucking Mission Impossible. Or
he'd still get laid more than us.
He would, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Ah, my eyes are exploded. But now I can only hear how hot you are.
Pete's eyes do look like they exploded on Mars. That's what happened.
Yeah, he's always just surviving the atmosphere of Mars. It's no, but that's what I'm saying, but hanging out, like, I couldn't, like, those sound so, like, those hangs sound so
do?
Weird
yeah.
to me. It's like, getting
it's like a business
go,
meeting.
Getting asked to go anywhere with, like, oh, this celebrity would like you to come here. You're like, make an excuse. It's, like, weird to go, you know, yeah. and have, like, an awkward conversation.
Have you ever had a celebrity being like, oh, they want to hang out with you after a show at some, like, bar or thing?
Yeah, Gnome at the Cellar told me that John Mayer and Katy Perry would like to talk to me because they loved my set. And I sat down, and I think they just... maybe said something that they liked my set or something, and he goes, they want to hang out with you, and he sat me down at their table. And he was like, funny stuff, dude, and then kept going back to talking to somebody else, and I was just staring at Katy Perry or staring at each other. And I went, do you like L.A. or New York more? She goes...
You start doing crowd work?
She goes, oh, they're...
You guys fucking, or did you ever fuck a black guy? What's going on?
She goes, where are you from originally?
She goes, oh, they're both cool, like, in different ways. And I went, yeah, right I gotta on. Go. And I walked away, I left. I, like, got up from the table and awkwardly left. I'm like, what is this? Like, yeah. It's just a weird, like, forced thing.
I hate it.
Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
He looks like he's always saying "What's that?"
It looks like an old football player in his boy toy.
What
is this? Where he
named,
is this where he called Shane the illest Gillis?
Doggy. What?
He does. Pete Davidson calls Shane the illest Gillis. Ooh. He's nicknamed him.
That's tough.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm changing Shane's number in my phone to the illest Gillis.
The illest
right
Gillis, for sure.
It was Shane's birthday a couple days ago.
The illest Gillis?
You mean the illest Gillis? You mean IG?
Yesterday. Happy belated.
Happy belated Shane.
Yeah, the illest Gillis.
Shout out to the young bull.
Young bull.
The man.
How many illest Gillis years old is he now?
How old is Shane?
Guy, I think he's my 36 probably. Right, 37.
Oh,
maybe.
Let's see. What is this?
Maybe, yeah, I thought younger than that.
Maybe. You might be right.
34, 35.
Guy who's killing it the most right now, who's like about to be like the next guy, is Shane Gillis. We call him the illest Gillis. And he's just like funnier than anybody I've ever seen. And he's just Gillis, and he called him the
he looks like
Gillis,
he's turning into a vampire. Like he doesn't want to tell anybody, but he got bit and he keeps trying to hide it.
Yeah, I swear like, I'm cool, like, man.
Right now he's staring at a vein on Eli Manning's wrist.
In his head.
We call him Ellis. Oh, boy. The thirst is so strong. The hunger, it's unquenchable. I can't keep eating rats and rabbits.
You better get out of here, man.
You better go.
Save yourself, dude.
I can't control it. Someone get me one of those garlic blow pops behind me. Who's got blow pops in a cupboard?
Oh, he does, yeah. Probably a fake cow.
He looks like he's just coming to terms with it.
A cow to suck your blood.
It's not that bad.
Oh, sing for me, children of the night. Dance for me, you dark mistress.
Wow. I love it.
The Ellis Gillis, dude.
I love the Ellis Gillis. Straight up. Yeah, Kanye reached out to Shane.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Do you not know this?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To say what?
He's gonna text message.
You got some good ideas.
He was like, "Hey."
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey, you know that Jew, Dave Smith? Let's make sure he doesn't make it to the show."
Yo, fam, can you get me on Doug Stanhope?
Yeah, no, he like reached out to Shane to like do something or whatever, and I think Shane's just like, "Yeah, I can't. I can't.
Not now, dude.
Why couldn't it be 3 months ago that you reached out to me?"
He's like, "Hey, man, get a couple of your Philly friends some tiki torches. I got some ideas." Help me out.
Call up bees.
Meet me in Virginia.
You want to wrap this one?
Yeah, this has been a fun one, as always. Karen, thank you so much for sitting in. You are fucking hilarious, as always, Karen Fian.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much to the Are You Garbage Boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's fucking
Kevin
awesome.
Ryan, we love you guys. We'll catch you later this week on our Zoom episode. Until then, peace.
Later.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up a magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.